Good morning, everyone, and welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha here. It's exploding robotics, and it's becoming more and more popular in schools. To talk with us about the robotics team from Heartland preparing for global championships to meet in April is Steve Majors, the head coach of Heartland Rising Eagles' first Lego League. Steve, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Vanessa. Good morning.
So tell us how this came about, you creating this team at the school.
3 years ago, my then 10-year-old son was very interested in robotics. He had the opportunity to take a summer class, and we had heard about the first organization and thought this would be a perfect opportunity to get him involved. We looked for a team. There was another team in the area, but they were full. So as it usually goes with volunteers, I started my own team. So 3 years ago, we created a team and had our first season with 9 kids from the local community.
So so this is your third year. So going to the championships, is that considered, pretty impressive for 3 years?
It's quite an honor for the team. In Michigan, there are over 450 teams, and one team each year is selected to go to the championship. So we're quite honored and pleased to have made it this year. We have grown the team over the 3 years, and it's built, and I've just very lucky to have a group of great kids this year and been able to make it all the way to the World Festival.
So can you tell us what these what's the World Festival and what these competitions are like?
It's like any top-notch sporting event you've ever seen. It's so high energy. The kids are all excited. At the World Festival, there are going to be teams from all over the world. There are 50-plus teams from North America, and then there will be 50 additional teams from countries all over the world. 35,000 people will be at this festival. It includes competitions for not only my kids' age, which is 4th through 8th grade, but kids from kindergarten through 12. So the first program, it spans that whole age group, and it's a big worldwide event. Quite amazing.
Now,
very high energy.
Steve, you're a dad, and you took this on because you wanted to do this for your son, and you're a volunteer. How much did you know about robotics before you decided to take on this responsibility?
I am a mechanical engineer trade, so
okay.
I've got a little bit of insight to robotics, but that's one of the cool things about the program is volunteers, coaches, mentors don't have to have that sort of base knowledge because the program is really well developed and anyone can lead a team of kids
and
in this activity.
As a mechanical engineer, are you surprised how much this robotics is exploding around the state and the country?
I'm pleased.
Yeah.
Very happy. I'm a big STEM advocate, science, technology, engineering, and math. I just think it's so critical to get young kids today excited in those areas. And very, very challenging to do so. So I'm a little pleasantly surprised with how popular it's become.
And, you know, you make a really good point. Not always easy to get kids interested in STEM, but robotics is a really cool way to do that. And when we talk about robotics, what are the kids actually doing in this program? Like, are they building a robot?
That's exactly what they do. So not only do we use robotics to get the kids excited about STEM, but the first organization is partnered with the Lego League. So everyone knows kids love Legos. So it's robotics and Legos. It uses the Mindstorms Lego platform for the kids to build their robots from. So for this age group, 4th through 8th grade, they use common parts, common Lego parts to build their robot. It's got a processor, a little computer that they actually program. It drives wheels, motors. It uses sensors like color sensors, touch sensors, gyro sensors. The kids develop this robot completely from scratch. There's no recipe book. They're given a challenge, told to use Lego robot parts, and they come up with the solution on their own. It's a very exciting opportunity.
Now, your team, you're in Heartland, but are the kids coming from different schools in Heartland, or is it part of the Heartland School District?
3 years ago, we formed a community-based team in the Heartland District. We're not associated with the school directly. The Heartland schools have programs associated with the school for the younger kids, K through 3, and then for the middle school and high school. But there was a gap for this 4th through 8th grade to get into this program. So I did start the team as just a community team. We happened to be all Heartland kids at the time. And this year, we have worked with the school to actually integrate the program into the school. So next year, we'll be directly associated with the intermediate school at Heartland. And in doing so, hoping to bring this to more kids and try to get more teams going in Heartland.
And how is it like a year-round program, or how does it, what are the details of the program? How does it work?
It varies by team. The challenge, it's called the challenge. They release a challenge for the kids in late August.
Uh-huh.
And then over the September-October timeframe, the kids build their robots. They also do a research project. And in November and December, they have the regional and then the state competitions. So it can be as short as a two-month season. There are teams that meet year-round just to enhance the learning and have other side challenges. So there's some flexibility there. But the season itself is 2 to 3 months in the fall.
Okay, and so is it just but we're in the spring now, and you're going to the local, the global championships meet. So is there a fall season and a spring season?
Nope.
Oh.
This global competition is the carryover from the winners from the November, December state competitions and country competitions from around the world. So this is like the March Madness. To the season.
Okay.
Yep,
and
yep.
So what is your team presenting? They're presenting this robot they built in the fall?
Yes. So they started their challenge at the end of August with, you know, how many sporting events and other teams have summer camps. And
yeah.
You might have band camp. So
yeah.
We created a robot camp.
Oh.
We had a robot camp at the end of August to kick off our season. We got all the kids together and we went up north and did some camping and a bunch of team building activities. And they started their project and started working on their robot at that time and started their research project as well. So I don't know, this might be a good time to talk a little bit about this year's theme.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, so each year the first organization comes up with a theme, and this year it's trash and handling trash. So the kids were given the challenge of, you know, come up with, identify a problem with the way we make or handle trash today, and then create an innovative solution that addresses a real-world trash problem. They do a research project and then share their solution with experts in the field. And then at the competition, there are closed-door judging sessions on the research project, as well as the robot design and the robot game itself. And then a really cool part about First Lego League is they also have this concept they call the core values. So overarching all of the project and the robot is this core values idea, where we focus on learning and demonstrating a way of doing things that encourages high quality work, community involvement, teamwork, respecting individuals, and just a really neat program overall. So it's not just robots.
Which is great. It's like being part of other kinds of teams and sports teams that teach you all those other things that you get from participating. And so what other benefits would you say, or what has been the feedback, I should ask, from the kids and the parents about the program?
The kids just love it. We've had times where, for example, at the after winning the regional or the state competition, the coaches or parents may have said, "Hey, guys, good job. We need to take take a couple of days off and let's not have a meeting on Sunday from 1 to 5. That's when our big meetings usually are. And the kids go, oh, no, no, we want to have the meeting. Mm. They just love it. They've really become involved. And you know, it's an opportunity for us to sneak in learning for them in a very fun way, like critical thinking, engineering and science and math. They have to learn to communicate because they have these live judging sessions in front of people they've never met before. There are aspects of it that involve art, public speaking, time management. It's just a really broad arching program.
And do you meet a couple times a week, or how does that work?
At the beginning of the season, we'll usually meet twice a week for 4 to 5 hours total. And as we get closer to competition time, our meetings normally ramp up to 3, 4, sometimes 5 or 6 times a week, and the kids may be putting in 20 hours a week before those final competitions.
And, that's a lot.
It is a lot. Mm-hmm. It is a lot. And, they're doing that on top of cross-country and band and dance.
They're involved in other activities, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing what these kids can do when you give them the opportunity. They never cease to impress us.
Yeah, that's amazing. What have you learned from the experience about, coaching this team?
Quite often we find ourselves as coaches or mentors getting a little too involved in directing the kids. And I found, along with my assistant coach and parent mentors, that if we present the kids with a challenge and give them the tools and the opportunity to solve it, they can do it. They're so much more capable than we think they are sometimes. So I think that's been my biggest learning, is that these, 4th and 5th graders really have the ability to excel.
Yeah, and it's experience that they could take with them onto high school and college.
Absolutely, it is. And that's one of the really cool things about the FIRST program as well, is because it is a K-12 integrated program, we can get the kids exposed to this sort of environment in K-3, and they can carry it all the way through high school. And there are huge opportunities for scholarships and sponsorships for colleges through the FIRST program. In fact, this year, $25 million in scholarships to universities across the country were available to FIRST participants. So, yeah, it's a huge opportunity for them to give them a head start.
And how are the teams funded? Do you get sponsorship through companies, or how does that work?
At the FIRST LEGO League level, which, again, is my 4th through 8th graders, it's basically community funded. We do a couple of fundraisers. We're having a bottle drive next week, for example. When we had the fortunate opportunity to go on to the World Festival, there are some pretty hefty costs involved with that. So we seeked corporate sponsorship and sponsorship through some universities, and kids were able to raise enough funds to cover all the costs for the World. But it's basically the initiative of the coaches and the parents and the kids to figure out ways to get funding for these teams. Now, in the high school levels, their robots are much larger than ours. Our robot is about 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot.
Mm-hmm.
You move on to the high school level, and those robots are 3 feet by 3 feet, 5 feet tall, 120 pounds, and they could have $100,000 in costs. They have the fortunate opportunity of being funded by corporations and universities. So it's really taken off over the years, and more universities and corporations are realizing just how awesome a program it is, and they're chipping in.
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, Stu, these are future employees of these corporations. I mean, we've had a lot of problems or challenges, actually, I should say, in the country, in the state of Michigan, where a lot of these jobs are going not filled because they didn't have qualified people to fill these, STEM-related jobs. And so now we're preparing the workforce of the future.
Right. That's absolutely right. It's kind of like a internship or, you know, a co-op position while the kids are still in high school.
We're talking with Steve Majors, head coach of the Heartland Rising Eagles First Lego League team. They are competing for the global championship meet in April, end of April. And Steve, is it predominantly still kind of boys in the STEM? Do you have some girls in the program?
Good question. The first program is currently about 30% girls.
No.
And that's growing year after year. I intentionally went to seek out girls for my team this year, and I have 3 girls and 4 boys on my team. At least 2 of the girls, one of whom is my 10-year-old daughter, really were not that interested in robots, or certainly not math. And I was able to convince them to try the program out, and just because of the other aspects of the program, they agreed to try it out, and they came in and have been great assets to the team. It's amazing how the boys and girls on my team interact. It's just a real synergy. And I think they've surprised themselves. They've become just as capable on programming and building the robot as the boys, because we know they can do it. It's just, you know, getting them over that initial hesitation of things that have math in the
Well, I just read the book House of Robots with my daughter last week. I don't know if you've ever read that book. There's a couple series, and it's a really cute book, and it got her intrigued. She's like, wow, Mom, I want to build a robot. And you know, it was actually through a book. So and it's nice to see Steve Majors, that more and more schools, public schools and school districts, as well as private schools, are incorporating robotics teams in them. Have you noticed, we talked about the word, we use the word exploding, but have you really seen more and more schools at these competitions in the last 3 years?
Yes, absolutely. The numbers go up 10, 15% every year. Teams have, the number of teams in the First Lego League division has, I think, almost doubled just this year alone in Michigan. So, you see it all over the place. Competitions are absolutely full, and we're seeing more and more organizations creating regional competitions so that everybody can be involved. So it's really growing. I'm very happy to see it.
And so you're going to continue with the team next year. You'll meet in the summer. And do you know what the theme is? Like, who picks the theme? Who decides what you guys are doing?
So it's a worldwide theme. It's released by the first organization. Each year they develop a new theme, and they release it to every team in the world. And so this year worldwide there were 29,000 First Lego League teams. About 233,000 fourth through eighth grade students participating worldwide with the exact same theme, exact same competition board for their robot. And then, so last year was a theme revolving around education, how we could come up with different ways to teach somebody something. This year is trash. Next year they've already given some hints. It's going to be animal allies, how people and animals can work together to accomplish different tasks.
Animals and allies. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That seems like a really fun theme.
Yep.
And then for people listening this morning, Steve Majors, you know, parents such as yourself, you know, 3-4 years ago where you were, who want to create a team at their school because they don't have one and they have children such as your children who may be interested, what are some of your recommendations for them?
First has a website that has all the information that you could ever want for how to form a team. You know, get on firstinspires.org, learn about how the program works, learn about what we do. Form your team and register. Look for sponsors. There are some really good sponsorships for rookie teams out there, especially in Michigan, through the big three, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, give quite a bit for these organizations. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to put a team together and just do it. It, like I said earlier, it doesn't take an engineer or a mathematician to run one of these teams. It just takes someone who is interested in getting young people involved mm-hmm. in STEM opportunities like this.
So as a coach, Steve Majors, even though you come with a strong background, do they walk the coaches through it and how to run the team?
Yep. There okay. are coach manuals. There's a huge online community and forum where you can just go online and ask other coaches, veteran coaches, any questions that you may have. There's step-by-step instructions.
Mm-hmm.
It's not scary, really. It's,
and then it's, you could run it at involved. The school, Steve? I mean, like, do you run it at the school? Like, if a parent listening saying, okay, I have to talk to my school to use their facilities to run this as an after-school program or something like that?
That's what many schools do it that way.
Okay.
I started as a community team, so we work out of parents' basements.
Oh, okay.
The middle school team, though, which is the next level of FIRST, and the high school team at Heartland work right out of the school. They
mm-hmm.
do after-school teams right there. Next year, as we get integrated into the intermediate school here in Heartland, we're hoping to have some teams work out of the school right after school.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and you can do, you know, you could probably run a team with 2 hours a week.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
And it really just depends on how involved you want to be.
And you
the
say
main,
there's
the
online.
Thing,
oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. With the core values, as I mentioned earlier, one of the core values mm-hmm. is what we learn is more important than what we win. And we really try to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting the kids exposed to STEM mm-hmm. is the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great lesson there, is what you learn is more important than what you win. And Steve, you said there is online support. So parents listening this morning here on It's Your Community, there is support if they take on a team in their area for them.
Definitely. Yep. Mm-hmm. First.org, all kinds of resources, tons of information on how to do it.
So you guys, your robotics team from Heartland are preparing. The team is preparing for the Global Championships meet in April. So how are you preparing? Like, what's the prep?
Yeah, so the kids' project, the research project this year, involved the bottle return machines at grocery stores, where often your bottle may be rejected for whatever reason, that the store doesn't accept it, or it's a water bottle. It doesn't have a deposit.
Sure.
So the kids said, oh, we hate to see those things just be thrown in the trash
mm-hmm.
because that often happens. So they came up with an idea for the machine to take all plastics and shred it and then prepare it to be shipped off to recyclers.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Yep. And so they've taken that solution that they came up with, and now they're looking at more of a global aspect and trying to see if the solution that works well for Michigan, because we have the deposit law, how that will work in other states and countries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And their robot game, which involves a 2.5-minute match on a 4-foot by 8-foot competition table, they've taken that up a notch and added more missions for their robot to do. This is an autonomous robot that drives around the field by itself
uh-huh.
based on their program
uh-huh.
using the sensors and motors. So they've added some additional tasks for their robot. They've gotten faster and more sophisticated with their programs.
Uh-huh.
And then, again, the third part of the program being the core values, we just continue to focus on what we call gracious professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Just being kind to others and helping other teams. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're working with another local team this month, and again in April and May to do some expos at the local library to bring FIRST, to expose FIRST to other kids in the area.
Mm-hmm.
They've talked to local Rotary clubs and Optimist clubs just to raise the awareness and try to get others involved. So those are some of the things that we do in our 5 to 15 hours a week that we're meeting to move on to the world competition.
Well, Steve Majors, great things happening with the robotics team. We wish you best of luck at the Global Championships in April. Any last words before we let you go?
Thank you, Vanessa. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about FIRST and to talk about my team, the Rising Eagles. Just want to say hello to all the kids and thank you to the parents, because without the parents, it wouldn't happen either. It's really a big team effort.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to your team there, Steve. If you have any questions or comments or show topics you want us to get to me, Vanessa Denha, by going to info@denhamedia.com. That's DENHA media.com. As always, I'm reminding our listeners to connect, collaborate, and communicate with your community. Have a great day.
It's Your Community.